This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
It's Monday, November 14th. Thanks for joining us for the KUMA Coffee Hour, which is coming up in just a moment. Talking this morning with Mark Browning, President, Blue Mountain Community College. Also joining us this morning in the studio is Ken Daniel, BMCC Foundation Executive Director, and Carol Ennis, Foundation Board Member. The three of them and much to talk about coming up right after this.
Grab the kids and head to Wild Horse Resort and Casino for Pins and Pizza. Now offering family packages Monday through Thursday. $50 before 6 p.m. and $55 after 6 p.m. Package includes 90 minutes of bowling, shoe rentals, one large pizza with up to three toppings, and one pitcher of soda. The package is good for up to six people. Plus, in the arcade, you can get bonus credits when you spend $20 or more. Reserve your lane for Pins and Pizza family package. Available Monday through Thursday. Online at wildhorseresort.com.
Local news and issues that affect you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning and thanks so much for joining us on this Monday morning. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host. And my conversation begins this morning with Mark Browning, President of Blue Mountain Community College. Mark, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning, Dan. How are you? I hope you had a great weekend.
I did, a busy one. And with that behind us, back to work, I know lots happening and a lot of work going on at BMCC. Where should we start, Mark? I understand that there's a lot going on, and this is, you know, a special time of year as far as giving to BMCC.
You know, it really is, Dan, and thanks for having us in this morning. November, and especially as we round that corner after Veterans Day, we've got a couple of weeks here until the Thanksgiving holiday, and then boom, finals are upon us. And, you know, as always, our minds and our thoughts are with our students. They really are in that crunch time, that bearing down of point in the term where they're really concentrating on studies and they have projects and presentations and you know, the end is coming soon. And, you know, they're past midterms and they see that light at the end of the term. And so many times there are competing lights that bear down on them in the form of challenges that they have to overcome, be it food insecurity. They're just flat hungry. They don't have enough to eat. They may have some insecurity and inconsistency in where they live and stay. They're not sure where they're able to stay because they cannot afford housing. There may be, you know, medical challenges they've with them or a family member. So these students have real challenges that they're overcoming. And oftentimes, maybe the biggest challenge that comes up is how to pay for the next term of school. They know they want to keep going. They want to complete that certificate or degree or get that training that they need to be able to improve their personal situation and journey in their place of work, and they're just not sure where the money's going to come from to pay for the school that will get them to where they need to be. And that's really where November comes into play for us at Blue Mountain Community College. It is giving month, and all month long we are concentrating on raising money to help our students complete and advance in their journeys and where they're headed. And that it really kicked off on the 2nd of November, runs through the end of January. But our big push is now during November. And Giving Month at Blue Mountain Community College is really where we are, you know, just keenly focused at this point.
And we're going to spend the rest of our morning talking about the True Blue Challenge and Giving Day and how folks can support Blue Mountain Community College. But Mark, before I let you go and we turn things over to Ken and Carol, I just wanted to take a moment to give you the opportunity. What else is happening at BMCC? Because I know, and you mentioned how busy it is for students and staff and the teachers. It seems like everything in the academic year, I guess, gets crammed into fall and winter. Not that people slack off in the spring, that they might due to the weather, but talk about some of the other things very quickly at BMCC. Yeah. This time of year.
You know, so winter registration is now open. So students that are registering for winter term and trying to plan those the sequence of classes as they go, faculty are getting all of their curriculum and everything lined up for those as well. And you know, one of our favorite activities of the year is budget. And we are on the very front end of budget activities already. So I sometimes smile when I run into folks at the grocery store and they're like, what'd you do all summer? And, you know, this thing is really year-round. But really, as you mentioned, Dan, the fall seems to get a little more accelerated with what we're doing and the beginning of budget. And we're not only planning for next year, but where we have a biennium through the legislature, we look at 2 years. And we look at really in segments, 1 year, 2 years, three, and five, and forecasting out. So students are busy. The faculty are always busy. And just, you know, serving our students and then our staff, really, they are just hopping right now between winter registration, getting the audits wrapped up from this last year, and then starting the budget process for this upcoming year.
All right. Again, very busy time at Blue Mountain Community College. Mark Browning, president, my guest this morning. Mark, I know you've been on the road, heading home this morning. Safe travels, and I appreciate you taking
the time to
talk to us this morning while connecting with flights and so on. And
we're going to turn things over. You in very good hands with Ken and Carol. You're in the very best of hands there.
Well, we're going to turn things over to them, but first, take a break. Again, Mark, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
And with that, we will be back with more right after these words.
Is pain altering your life? Listen to Richard Stapleman and how the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton has helped him.
I went to the Center for Ozone Therapy for a 21-year-old injury that had hindered all of my basic abilities from exercise to work. And since the injections, I have been nothing but all smiles, new activities, exercising again.
If you suffer from chronic pain, call the Center for Ozone Therapy in Pendleton, 541-276-1752.
Do you love giving your friends holiday cookies and pies, but never seem to get your dishes back? Stop by the Community Thrift Shop and find bakeware, plates and platters, even china sets for your holiday gifting. Unique pieces arrive daily, so stop in often. You'll find the perfect holiday pieces to complement your baking masterpieces. The Community Thrift Shop is open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Court Street in downtown Pendleton. Proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop support Heritage Station Museum.
If you or a loved one is considering senior living, sorting through the financial elements can be overwhelming. Here at Mackay Creek Estates, we invite you to join us for a free webinar on Tuesday, November 29th at 3 p.m. with topics related to finance and senior living. The webinar will include topics such as what information to gather, VA aid and attendance benefits, and questions regarding power of attorney and guardianship in financial health decision making. Sign up for the free webinar today by visiting PrestigeCanHelp.com. That's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Looking to the future and developing a plan most times is lost or set aside because of the hustle and bustle of your daily life. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance talks about the true versatility of today's life insurance choices.
Yeah, I mean, life insurance can be, you know, purchased for a period of time or for a lifetime. It depends on the goals of the individual. Life insurance also does not have to be purchased for personal reasons. I think a lot of times people miss the value of life insurance for a business or a farm or a ranch. And life insurance can deliver a death-free benefit to help pay transitional costs, estate costs, and taxes. There's products today that will accelerate 40 to 80% of your benefit to you. It's tax-free, in your hand, spend it any way as you want while you're still living.
Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us for the KUMA Coffee Hour. Back this morning with Ken Daniel, Blue Mountain Community College Foundation Executive Director, and Carol Ennis. She is the foundation board member. Good morning, and thank you both for joining me this morning. As Mark introduced this morning's KUMA Coffee Hour. I talked about it's a very important time of year for BMCC, specifically the True Blue Challenge and Giving Day. Ken, I'll start with you as Foundation Executive Director. What is the True Blue Challenge and Giving Day?
Well, the True Blue Challenge is basically our annual giving campaign for this year. The importance of what we do is trying to raise funds to help support our students in their scholarship needs, in their emergency assistance as necessary, and also we're trying to raise money for our new area, our career technical program, to help those students that are not in a more traditional type education, where they're not actually taking full-time credits, or they're not actually, they're just coming for a short term to increase their work readiness, get a promotion, and those type of things. So we're really excited about this year's program.
And why is the campaign important?
Well, the campaign's important because this is our one time a year that we try to raise the funds for our scholarship program. Otherwise, it's where we bring the culmination of all our efforts together, you might say, to make it work for this certain time. The campaign started November 1st, goes through January 31st, but November 29th is our giving day, and that's the day we're trying to push to get as much of our fundraising done before the holidays and to be able to meet the needs of our students.
Well, this is the time of giving, and Carol, I understand you are involved with the scholarships and having talk to Mark specifically about scholarships in the past. I know that there's, you know, it seems like there's a scholarship for just about everything. Talk about the availability that BMCC students have.
We have scholarships available for almost any student who applies. We have had an excellent ability to provide funding for students in every facet. In 1963, when I enrolled in Blue Mountain Community College, I received a scholarship, and for all the years that I've been on the foundation board, one of the things that we have said over and over again is that scholarships change lives, and they do. When we have our scholarship reception and our students come and give a little speech, or if you read their scholarship applications and they tell you, you see the struggles they have. Many students are juggling a job and often family and sometimes two jobs to get to school. They see the importance of education. And because I believe that an education is so important, and whether that's a continuing education, a CTE, whether it's something in the drone field, all of those things are important to for our community to grow. And we've had a traditional scholarship situation for years and years where we sat around a table and read scholarship applications. Now we have a more sophisticated online ability to do that. And it's not quite as touchy-feely, but it certainly does the job. And we are able to provide those funds to students. And it's so important. It is just vital. I wish everybody in the community who has never been to the college could participate in seeing that. Call Ken and say, I want to give you money and I want to be on the scholarship committee, because then you really realize at what the touch of the college does to our far-reaching community throughout all our counties. And we do provide scholarships in all areas. When Baker Union, Morrow County as well. I mean, we are far-reaching.
And if somebody listening this morning says, hey, I want to give to BMCC, but I would really actually like to see a scholarship be established in this particular field, this particular specialty, that kind of thing, is now a time to do that or not?
Of course it is. Always, Ken can elaborate on that. That's his specialty.
Yeah. Today or any time is easy enough to set up a scholarship. Scholarships range all areas that the college is able to provide programming for. But to do a scholarship is very simple. There's not a lot of things that we need to do, but also it's mainly to meet your philanthropic needs. So we can do that very quickly, very easily. It takes only about an hour.
And you both have explained who benefits from the challenge, especially the students. But how does the donor, the giver, benefit from giving to this campaign?
I will say that over the years, I have I am a giver. I participate, and I give because I know that students need assistance, and when I needed assistance, I was very appreciative that that money was there to help me. And over the years, when I have seen hundreds of students who needed that money go on and make successful lives and successful businesses and have wonderful careers, and I think that anybody who gives always receives. That's true, that when you give, you get back more than you give. It's just part of what we do in community. And I think that's so important in this day and age, is that we continue to do that. It may have fallen off a little bit, but we don't have to let that happen.
So. Yeah. And help. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that anybody can be a donor. Anybody can give. Our youngest givers are around 10 years old. And they provided a couple bucks, and it was really exciting. And then some of our other givers give several thousand dollars. But it doesn't matter what you give. It all goes to benefit the student. Yep. And the feeling and the opportunity you have as an individual to meet a goal, to help other people, yep. What can you say? I mean, it's always a wonderful feeling.
You're touching on my next question, and that is, how much should people donate to the campaign?
Well, obviously, we'd like to be able to have as much as possible, but it doesn't really matter. As long as you give something, you're giving to help students. And it's just there. So it doesn't matter the dollar, large or small, it goes to help.
And how much did the foundation raise last year?
We raised during this time about $163,000. This year's goal is $175,000. And by shooting to do that, we're able to help more students, give out more more scholarships. Over the past 5 years, we have given out over $1.2 million in scholarships and emergency assistance. And out of that, that's 711 scholarships over 5 years. This year alone, which is not part of that, we have given out just over almost 200 scholarships.
All right. Well, amazing work. And we live in a very giving community for sure. And I appreciate you guys running through those questions and answers. And we're going to take a break, come back with more right after these words.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walwal Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walwal Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
Time for fall trimming and leaf cleanup? Go to Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton to get the job done right. Here's Ginger to tell you more.
If you're starting your fall cleanup, Zimmerman's the place to come. We have leaf blowers available, hand pruners, pole saws, and tree trimmers. Anything that you need to clean up your yard, we have available at Zimmerman's.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week, and yes, that does mean Sunday, on Main Street in downtown Pendleton. Behind every project is a True Value.
This time of year, leaves can cover storm drains and cause water to back up. You can help by keeping an eye out. If leaves are blocking a drain or catch basin, grab a garden rake and pull them away from the drain. Pick up and bag your leaves and do not rake them into the street. Remember, November is Free Leaf Recycling Month at Pendleton Sanitary Service. Please remember, only rain down the drain and help the City of Pendleton keep our streets clear.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today in Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
This is Brian from Burns Mark Jewelry. Did you know that Oregon law requires other vehicles to yield the right-of-way to a funeral procession, and drivers are required to stop at intersections and allow a procession to pass? Other vehicles may not drive between or join the funeral procession. It's the law, and it's also the right thing to do. Thanks for doing your part in the funeral procession safety. Burns Mortuary of Pendleton, serving Umatilla, Union, and Grant counties for over 80 years.
Issues that matter to you. It's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Thanks for joining us on this Monday. Talking this morning with Ken Daniel, Blue Mountain Community College Foundation Executive Director, and Carol Ennis Foundation Board Member. Learning a lot about the True Blue Challenge and Giving Day. Just continuing our conversation this morning. How is True Blue Challenge and Giving Day making a difference? And I guess specifically, you know, how much money has gone here and how many scholarships, that kind of thing. What's been given? What's been provided?
That's a good question. As I mentioned a little earlier, you know, over the past 5 years, we raised over $1.2 million for scholarships and emergency assistance. How that is delivered is that the students fill out an application. They are able to provide the information, an essay. They have to provide us with reference letters. And by doing so, it gives you a feel for who the student is and why it's important for them to have help or support. And for that type of thing, it's important to be able to give from your heart and be able to help students. You can give in a lot of different ways. Online, you can go to bmcc.edu/trueblue, and you can donate online. You can mail us a copy. You can put us in the mail and just send it to us, P.O. Box 100, Pendleton, 97801.
Yeah.
You can also just contact me, Ken Daniel, at 541-278-5775, and we can talk and we can figure out the best way to make that happen for you.
And what are BMCC's career technical education programs? I know there's a lot of them.
Oh, 40.
There are a lot. We have probably over 30-some career technical programs, and they range from anything from ag production down to welding, diesel technology, data tech technicians, tourism, business administration, EMT, fire science. And the list goes on. And, you know, but what these programs do is help students get a leg up in their career in a short time, get a promotion, help their situation out. They can come an EMT. They can become a welder. They can come a data tech technician. They can do so much with their lives in a short period of time that when I was going to college was not possible. And so it's a non-traditional route, but it's a route that will help benefit them and their family and this community in a short term. If they want to come back and get a degree, we can help with that as well. And that's our more traditional route. They can get an associate's degree, a transfer degree that will allow them to go on.
And I think one of the other important criteria that Ken mentioned is our student assistance program. Many students are just short. They might need $10 for gas. And at the college, there is a food bank. Many students are suffering from food insufficiency. So the foundation supports students in that way as well. Sometimes there's just an emergency that comes up and the foundation is there to help. So those donations of $10 apiece all add up to contribute to a better life for our students so they can be successful. It's very heartwarming to know that that little bit of contribution really does make a difference in somebody's life. I know that sounds just so touchy-feely, but when you've been around as long as I have and you have seen that over and over, it is amazing. Yesterday, I talked to a man who had been in the criminal justice program in the 60s. And we talked about how he felt about the college. No one had ever talked to him about his relationship. And we've been trying to, you know, build those relationships to alumni. And it was just so nice to hear from him about how positive he felt about that his experience that many years ago. So that we just have those relationships that go on and on. We have people in the community whose maybe only association with the college is coming to the theater or coming to some sort of music event. But all of those people contribute, and we hope they contribute to the foundation so we can help more students.
And on that, you know, Mark mentioned it, you too, Carol and Ken. You guys have mentioned, you know, that there are ways that BMCC is there to help folks who are, I guess, really in a pinch. I mean, life is difficult enough. Challenges get thrown your way, but there's no shame. There's no embarrassment that needs to be put on yourself. It's hard enough. You're trying to go to school, further your career. But then, you know, those bumps come along, yes, along the life's highway, and that's why such programs are established. Carol, I wanted to ask, as far as, you know, the scholarship pursuit process, if anybody has any questions, they're like, you know, they look at the paperwork, whatever that scholarship may be, and they're like, you know, this sounds great. I think if everything goes according as planned, I will greatly benefit from this, but I'm lost in the paperwork. Is there assistance for that?
Well, at this point, all they have to do is contact Ken, and Ken will get them the right, and Ken will send them in the right direction.
Yeah.
But our scholarship application process is really fairly simple. Yeah, I mean, Ken said you need to write an essay. It's a small essay. It's an answer to a couple of questions. It's not daunting. It's simply a response to a question. You need to provide a transcript. It is not onerous. It is not the same process as it was 40 years ago to provide a scholarship application. We make it pretty friendly and pretty easy.
Yeah, we provide, you know, we fill out one application, you are open up to 80 different scholarships. So it makes it really easy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do a specific application for every scholarship. So by doing this, it makes it very simple.
All right. Well, under a minute, I just want to remind folks about the True Blue Challenge and Giving Day. People can give by going online to bluecc.edu/trueblue. You can also mail a check to BMCC Foundation, P.O. Box 100, Pendleton, Oregon, 97801, or contact Ken Daniel at 541-278-5775. I'm sure if you don't remember any of that, just Google BMCC and give them a call and say, hey, I want to be on board. I want to be a giver, and I believe in Blue Mountain Community College. Well, Ken Daniel and Carol Ennis, thank you both for joining us this morning. That's going to do it for this edition of the KUMA Coffee Hour. Have a marvelous Monday. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.